العالمين
إن شاء الله.
أحمده سبحانه ولي الصالحين المتقين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين. وبعد، فأرحب بكم في هذه المحاضرة المعنون لها بالوسواس الأسباب والأعراض والعلاج.
The Sheikh starts by praising Allah and the Sheikh starts by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he welcomes everyone to this special session talking about whispers of shaitan, the causes and the cure.
فنقول أولا لا بد أن ننتبه أن الوسواس مرض خطير يصيب الإرادات.
Firstly, we have to make ourselves aware that whispers or waswas is a very dangerous disease which can affect people.
ومما يدل على خطورة الوسواس أنه أول خطوة من خطوات إبليس حيث يأتي بالتدليس.
What shows or proves that it is a dangerous disease is that it is the first step that Iblis or Shaitan takes to divert a human being.
ولو سألنا الناس وقلنا لهم كيف أغوى إبليس أبانا آدم لقالوا بالوسواس.
If we were to ponder as to how Iblis managed to misguide our father Adam, then the answer is that he started with waswas, by whispering.
قال الله تعالى فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما.
Allah says the shaitan whispered to them to expose what was covered from their private parts.
أول ذنب وقع من آدم وذريته كان سببه الوسواس.
The first ever sin that was committed by Adam and his offspring, it was caused by whispers of shaitan.
ومما يدل على خطورة هذا المرض الذي ربما لا يشعر به المرضى المصابون به فلا يتعالجون ولا يبحثون عن العلاج.
He's talking about.
جعل آخر في القرآن آخر سورتين في القرآن فيهما ذكر الوسواس والتعوذ.
I'm changing on WhatsApp. Have to go on Zoom.
Can we have everyone on mute, please? Sorry. عفوا شيخنا.
أقول ما يدل على خطورة الوسواس أن الله تبارك وتعالى جعل آخر سورتين في القرآن فيهما ذكر الوسواس.
What also shows the importance and danger of whispers is that Allah made the last two surahs of the Quran regarding the topic of waswas, whispers.
وهنا يأتي السؤال هل الوسواس مرض خاص ببعض الناس دون بعض أو ربما يصيب الناس بمختلف أجناسه؟
One thing to question is does waswas affect only a certain amount of people or does it affect all people? عفوان شيخ المايك.
صوت واضح؟
واضح الآن، معذرة.
أقول الجواب أن الوسواس مرض يصيب مختلف الناس العالم والجاهل ويصيب الكبير والصغير والرجل والمرأة.
The answer to the question is that waswas affects all different types of people, the scholar and the ignorant person, male and female, big and small, everyone is affected by waswas.
حَتَّى إِنَّهُ قَدْ جَاءَ إِلَى بَعْضِ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ.
Even some of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, even they were affected by waswas.
الوسواس مرض عارض ليس عيبا وإنما العيب عدم العلاج منه ومصاحبته والاسترسال معه.
Whispers in and of itself, it's not a defect. However, the deficiency is allowing it to continue and following through with these whispers.
ما هو الوسواس من حيث التعريف؟ ذكر بعض العلماء من أهل الاختصاص الذين جمعوا بين الطب وعلم الشريعة بأنه مرض يعتري الإنسان على صورة أفعال وأقوال تضطره للتكرار، فإذا لم يفعل يتوتر ويضطرب.
What is the definition of waswas? Some of the specialist scholars who have combined between the knowledge of the Sharia and knowledge of medicine, they have mentioned that the definition of waswas is that it is a disease which afflicts a person to do certain actions or make certain statements where he feels forced to do them. And if he does not do them, then he is affected by anxiety and a state of unease.
الموسوس إذا لم يفعل ما وقع فيه من الوسواس فإنه يقع في شكوك واشمئزاز واضطراب وعدم راحة وهذه آثار سيئة ولذلك لا بد من معالجة الوسواس.
The person afflicted by waswas, if they do not do these actions or statements which they feel compelled to do, they fall into anxiety, uneasiness, depression, and they do not feel comfortable. That is why it's very important that we look for the solution and the cure for waswas.
فإنها تصيب الناس في كل فعل وفي كل قول.
If someone was to ask what are the different types or different versions of waswas, then we say that there is no limit to the different types of waswas because it affects every single person in everything they do and say.
فربما يقع هذا المرض في الطهارة والنظافة وربما في الصلاة العقيدة وربما في القول واللفظ وغير ذلك من الأمور حتى يصل بالإنسان الخوف من الموت والخوف من المحاسبة ونحو ذلك من الوساوس.
So whispering waswas can affect a person in everything. It can affect them in their purity, in their cleanliness. It can affect them in their beliefs and creed. It can even lead them to have excessive fear of death or being held accountable. It affects them in everything. It can affect them in anything they say or do.
هنا أنبه أن بداية الوساوس قد تكون يسيرة وبسيطة لكن عدم تداركها ومعالجتها قد تجعلها كبيرة وعميقة.
Whispers in the beginning can start off with something very small. However, if it is not taken under control and not treated, it can lead to something very big and very deep.
أما من استرسل مع الوساوس فإنه لا ينتهي أبدا حتى يوقعه في آثار سيئة ووخيمة.
the person who was folded into was worse and allows them to continue. If they do not treat themselves and prevent it, then it can lead them to fall into very grave consequences.
جاء عبد الله بن عاصم رضي الله عنه الأنصاري إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال يا رسول الله إن الرجل يخيل إليه أنه يجد الشيء في الصلاة فماذا يفعل؟ فقال له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا ينصرف حتى يسمع صوتا أو يجد ريحا رواه البخاري.
One of the companions who is Abdullah al-Ansari came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said a person may be praying and they feel like they have broken their wudu or passed wind. So what should he do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said you should not break your prayer until you find a smell or you hear the sound.
أما أسباب الوقوع في الوساوس فهي كثيرة منها ما هو سبب عضوي خلل واقع في الدماغ.
As for the causes of whispering, then there are many causes. There are some physical causes, such as having a deficiency in the brain.
وهذا ربما يكتشف الأطباء بأن هناك ورما في المخ أو في مجريات الدماغ فيعملون له عملية فيتعالج منه.
This could be diagnosed by the doctors. They may find that there is a trauma. Or something wrong in the brain, so they're able to remove this through surgery.
وقد يكون سببه حادثة عابرة أو ردة فعل واقعة.
And the cause may also be an incident or an event which happened to the person, which shocked them and made them fall into waswas.
قد ذكر عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال لما توفي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال أصابنا حزن حتى كاد يوسوس إلينا.
An example of this is that some of the Sahaba mentioned that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away, they were afflicted with such strong grief that they began having waswas and whispering due to the grief.
وهذا دليل على أن الحزن الشديد من الحوادث التي تقع على الإنسان ربما يؤدي به إلى الوسواس.
This is evidence which proves that deep grief is a cause that can lead someone to falling into whispering.
وقد يكون سبب الوسواس نفسيا تربويا بسبب نشأة الإنسان في بيئة غير مستقرة.
The cause may also be psychological due to a person's upbringing or the environment where they were brought up.
وهذا كله يمكن تداركه بالعلاج.
And all of this can be put a stop to and can be cured through treatment.
وأخطر أنواع الوساوس ما يكون بسبب ضعف الإرادة وعجز الإرادة.
The most dangerous type of waswas is what happens due to a lack of will.
وضعف الإرادة أو عجز الإرادة قد يكون بسبب عين أو بسبب مس أو بسبب سحر.
And this lack of will to do things or inability to do things, it may be due to the evil eye or due to magic.
تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يخيل إليه أنه يأتي أهله ولم يكن قد أتى أهله لما سحر فهذا نص على أن السحر له تأثير في التخييل.
Aisha mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was cast a spell upon him, when a sorceress cast a spell upon him, he thought that he had relations with his wife, but in fact he didn't do so. So this is a clear evidence that that magic can lead to waswas in terms of a person's will or their ability to remember what they have or have not done.
فهنا لا بد أن ندرك أن إبليس عدو لنا فإذا جاء بالوسواس فلنعلم أنه ما أتى بهذه الخطوة إلا ليوقعنا في شر.
So we must remember that waswas is one of the steps of shaitan, and the shaitan is our enemy, and he only comes to a person and makes them fall into whispering because he wants them to fall into evil.
فمن قطع الوسواس فقد أدرك كمال الإيمان ومن جار الوسواس فقد وقع في شبكة إبليس.
So if someone cuts off the waswas, then they have achieved the complete iman or faith. But if they allow the waswas to continue, then they've fallen into the webs and the traps of shaitan.
ولذلك جاء في حديث ابن عباس قال إن أحدنا ليجد في نفسه ما لو يخر من السماء وفي رواية لأن يصبح حممة أحب إليه من أن يتحدث به فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله الذي رد كيده إلى الوسوسة رواه أحمد وأبو داود وإسناده صحيح.
السلام عليكم. حمامة شيخنا.
حمامة يعني فحما أسود.
هنا. Ibn Abbas mentioned that some of the Sahaba complained to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that they had such strong waswas and the shaitan was whispering to them about such evil things that that one of them or some of them would prefer to fall off a mountain or to become some coal than to speak about the evil which was he was whispering to them. So when they informed the Prophet ﷺ that they were having these evil thoughts, he said, "Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. All praise is due to Allah that He has turned Shaitan's plot into mere whispering."
فليس هناك أحد فوق الوسوسة لكن المهم أن الإنسان يقطع بالعلم والثبات.
This shows that everyone is exposed to whispering and no one is safe from it. No one can be, no one is above the companions. However, it is a must to stop the whispering from continuing through knowledge and through steadfastness.
فلهذا جاء في صحيح مسلم أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام سئل عن الوسوسة قال ذاك محض الإيمان. يعني إذا جاءك الوسواس فدفعته فأنت قد أدركت كمال الإيمان.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was once asked about whispering, and he said that is the pure iman, pure faith. Meaning that if shaitan comes to you with whispering and you turn it away and you stop thinking about it straight away, then by doing that, you have achieved the purest and highest form of iman.
ننتقل إلى بعض الأعراض التي تكون بسبب الوسواس.
Now we will talk about some of the effects of whispering.
أول هذه الأعراض ضعف الإرادة والعجز في العمل.
The first effect of whispering is a lack of ability or lack of interest in doing good deeds.
ولذلك تجد الموسوس لا يستطيع اتخاذ قراراته.
That is why you will see a person suffering from whispering. He will not be able to make decisions.
ثاني هذه الأعراض فوات الخيرات، فتجد الموسوس تفوت الخيرات، تفوته الصلاة في الجماعة بسبب وسوسته في الصلاة، أو الصف الأول بسبب وسوسته في الوضوء، أو تكبيرة الإحرام بسبب وسوسته في النية.
The second effect of whispering is that a person suffering from whispering, they miss out on a lot of good. So, for example, they will not be keen on praying in the mosque or praying at the beginning of the time. They will miss out praying in congregation, etc.
ثالث هذه الأعراض أن الموسوس دائم الخوف من عدم قبول قوله أو عمله أو مستقبله.
Thirdly, the person suffering from whispering, they're always scared and anxious. They're scared about their past, their future. They're scared about people not accepting what they say or what they do.
رابع هذه الأعراض أن الموسوس يكون مضطربا. والاضطراب يظهر عليه لا سيما فيما وسوس فيه في القول أو الفعل.
The fourth effect of whispering is that a person who has whispering, they suffer from anxiety, especially in the thing which they are concerned about or the whispering is concerning. They suffer from extreme anxiety regarding this thing.
خامس هذه الأعراض الانقطاع والعزلة عن الناس. فتجد الموسوس منقطعا عن الناس محبا للعزلة.
The fifth effect of whispering is that a person suffering from whispering will isolate themselves from the community and they will always prefer to spend their time alone.
سادس هذه الأعراض وهو مقصد من مقاصد الوسواس الذي يأتي به إبليس أن الموسوس يترك العبادات والطاعات.
The sixth effect of whispering, and it is one of the most important ones, because this is the objective of Iblis or Shaitan from doing whispering in the first place, and that is to prevent a person from doing acts of worship.
جاء في حديث عثمان بن أبي العاص رضي الله عنه قال يا رسول الله إن الشيطان قد حال بيني وبين صلاتي وقراءتي يلبسها علي.
And in the hadith of Uthman, he mentioned that the shaitan has used whispering to prevent him from praying and to prevent him from reading the Quran.
ومعنى يلبسها علي أي ربما أنه يدخل الشك علي في عدد ركعاتها أو في كيفية القراءة فيها، هل قرأت الفاتحة أو ما قرأت، هل كانت القراءة صحيحة أو ما كانت صحيحة، هذا معنى يلبسها علي.
And the way that Shaitan did this was by making him confused regarding his prayer and regarding his reading. So he would come to him while he was praying and he would make him doubt whether he read the Fatiha or not, how many rak'ahs he prayed, whether he did ruku or not. He would make him doubt regarding what he did in order to prevent him from doing this act of worship in the first place.
فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لعثمان بن أبي العاص ذاك شيطان يقال له خنزب.
So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, this is from Shaitan, and this Shaitan's name is Khanzab.
وخنزب اسم خاص للشيطان الذي يوسوس في الصلاة.
This name Khanzab, it's a name specific for the Shaitan who comes and whispers to a person while they are praying.
كما أن الشيطان الذي يوسوس في الوضوء اسمه والهان.
Likewise, the shaitan who whispers to a person while they're performing wudu, his name is Lan'an.
Walhan.
His name is Walhan. Walhan.
نعم. ثم قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في تكملة الحديث: فإذا أحسه يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام: فإذا أحس به فتعوذ بالله منه. وهذه الخطوة الأولى حتى لو كنت في الصلاة.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this companion who was having whispers while he was praying, he said to him, when he starts whispering, then seek refuge in Allah from him by saying, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim," that seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. Even if you're praying, when the whispering starts, you say this to stop the whispering from continuing. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and spit to the left, to your left. He said to spit to your left three times.
قال عثمان رضي الله عنه ابن أبي العاص ففعلت ذلك فأذهب الله عني رواه مسلم.
So this Uthman ibn Abi al-As, who asked the question, he said he implemented this advice. So he sought refuge in Allah when the whispering started, and he spat to his left side three times, and that led to the whispering stopping, and it went from him entirely.
سابع أعراض الوسواس الردة عياذاً بالله وهي نتيجة خطيرة للموسوسين الذين قد تركوا الحبال وصاروا وراء الشيطان.
The sixth effect or cause, the sixth effect of whispering is that it leads to apostation, at least to a person leaving the religion in entirety. This is the seventh effect.
الثامن من الأعراض الانتحار. ربما إذا استرسل الإنسان مع الوسواس أنه يصل إلى الانتحار عياذا بالله.
The eighth effect of whispering is that it leads to suicide. So if a person continues to entertain these thoughts, these whispers, it can lead them to eventually committing suicide. And we seek refuge in Allah from that.
ننتقل إلى العلاج وهو الأهم وهو المقصد من هذه المحاضرة.
Now we will speak about the cure, which is the most important part of this lecture.
إذا كان الوسواس قهريا ذهانيا فلا بد أن ننتبه أننا نحتاج إلى علاج دوائي وسلوكي.
We've mentioned that whispering, it can be physical, it can be psychological. Therefore, we need to have the cure or the remedy, both in a physical and in a non-physical sense.
أما إذا كان من النوع الثاني فلم يكن قهريا ذهانيا بل كان نفسيا أو فكريا فهنا لابد من استخدام الخطوات الآتية حتى نتخلص من الوسواس. نعم.
If it is from the second type, meaning it is psychological and it's not due to a physical deficiency or physical illness, then we need to use the following steps.
الموسوس سواء كان قهريا ذهانيا أو نفسيا وفكريا إذا ما وفق لمعالج لديه علم شرعي فإنه سيأخذ بيده حتى يخلصه من شباك إبليس.
It is important for a person suffering from whispers to go to someone who can treat them with the knowledge of the deen, someone who is well-informed and has knowledge of the sharia, so they are able to take them by the hand and free them from these traps.
أول طرق العلاج صدق الالتجاء إلى الله بالدعاء والانطراح بين يديه وإظهار العجز لديه.
The first method of treating waswas is to truthfully seek the treatment and cure from Allah, and to break down in front of Allah, and to show your weakness and your poverty in front of Allah, and to beg Him to cure you.
فمن صدق في رجوعه إلى الله آواه الله وصانه وحفظه.
Whoever is truthful in the turning to Allah, then Allah will protect him and will guard him from every evil.
ولهذا نتذكر أبانا آدم وأمنا حواء لما سمع إلى وسوسة إبليس وأكل من الشجرة قال لاجئين إلى الله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين فتاب الله عليهما.
And this is what our father Adam and our mother Hawa did when they fell into the sin and they ate from the tree. They turned truthfully to Allah and they broke down in front of Allah and begged Him for forgiveness. And they said, our Lord, our Rabb, we have oppressed ourselves. And if you do not forgive us, then we will certainly be from the losers.
لو كان العدو مشاهدا يمكن أن تدفعه بقوتك أو بالاستعانة بالآخرين أو بالاستعانة بالحكومة. لكن إذا كان العدو خفيا فبمن تلجأ؟ إلى من تلجأ؟ إلى الذي خلقه ويراه وهو الله جل في علاه.
If you had an enemy in front of you who you can see in front of you, then you're able to fight off this enemy by yourself, or you can ask someone close to you to fight them off, or you can ask the government to take intervention. However, if this enemy is not visible and you can't see them, then who do you turn to? You turn to the one who created him, and the one who sees him, and the one who's able to destroy him, and that is Allah.
ثاني العلاج الإكثار من الذكر والاستغفار على وجه الخصوص.
The second method of cure is to increase in your remembrance or dhikr of Allah, especially seeking forgiveness.
ويدل عليه ما جاء عند الترمذي بسند حسن أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال.
And one of the evidences of this, the importance of this, is the hadith which was reported by Abu Dawood, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was reported by Tirmidhi.
وهو حديث حسن.
And it is a Hassan hadith. It is authentic and acceptable.
عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
Reported by Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن للشيطان لمة ومعنى لمة يعني يلقي في نفسك شيئا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the shaitan indeed he throws something into a person's mind or to their soul.
إن للشيطان لمة بابن آدم وللملك لمة.
He said that the shaitan throws something into a person's soul, and the angel also throws something.
قَالَ فَأَمَّا لَمَّةُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِعَادٌ بِالشَّرِّ وَتَكْذِيبٌ بِالْحَقِّ.
As for what the shaitan is calling to, then it is to come close to evil and to be far removed, far away from the truth.
وَأَمَّا لَمَّةُ الْمَلَكِ فَإِعَادٌ بِالْخَيْرِ وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِالْحَقِّ.
As for what the angel calls to, then it is coming close to the truth and to good, and to believe and confirm the truth.
فَمَنْ وَجَدَ ذَلِكَ أي لَمَّةَ الْمَلَكِ فليعلم أنها من عند الله فليحمد الله.
So whoever finds this, these good thoughts and the good persuasions from the angel, then he should know that this is from Allah. So you should praise Allah for that.
وَمَنْ وَجَدَ الْأُخْرَى فَلْيَتَعُوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
As for the person who finds the other type, then he should seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
ثُمَّ قَرَأَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِيدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ.
And then the Prophet ﷺ read the ayah, which means that shaitan promises you or threatens you, makes you fear poverty, and he orders you to do evil.
ونفس هذا الحديث فيه ذكر علاج وهو الاستعادة بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
And in this hadith we find that there is a cure for whispering, which is to seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan.
فقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم نوع من الدعاء.
Because seeking refuge in Allah from the shaitan, this is one of the forms of dua.
من العلاج أيضا المحافظة على الصلوات في أوقاتها مع الجماعات.
Another form of cure for the whispering is to establish the prayer on time with the congregation.
ورب العزة يقول إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والوسواس من المنكر.
And Allah says in the ayah, which means that indeed the salah or the prayer, it forbids from all evil, and from the types of evil is whispering.
من العلاج أيضا الرقية الشرعية وقراءة القرآن الكريم.
Another type of cure is to perform ruqya. And also to read the Quran.
وهنا أنصح من يرقي نفسه ويقرأ القرآن وهو مصاب بالوسواس أن يرفع صوته بالقراءة فإن أثرها أعظم.
And the Sheikh advises anyone who performs ruqya on themselves or reads the Quran on themselves to cure themselves, that they should raise their voice when they are reciting it, because this has a greater effect.
لأن الله جل وعلا يقول فإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
Because Allah says what means, and when you recite the Quran, we make between you and between those who do not believe in the afterlife, we make between you and them a cover which is not invisible.
ومن العلاج أيضا ترك الاسترسال مع الوسواس وهو مبدأ العلاجات وأول العلاجات.
And one of the cures as well is to not let these whispers continue and to cut them off as soon as they start. And this is the first thing which you should do when these whispers start.
لا سيما إذا علمنا أن الإعادة والتكرار في أمور العبادات ليست من الشريعة.
Especially if we are aware that repeating acts of worship and constantly continuing things and doing them over again, this is not from the Sharia, and this is not from from Islam.
وأيضا لا بد أن ننتبه أننا بحاجة في العلاج إلى الانشغال وترك الفراغ.
We should also bear in mind that when curing waswas, we should strive to become busy and not to have too much free time.
وأيضا عليه بالصحبة الصالحة التي تعينه على الحق وتزجره عن الباطل.
It is also very important to have a good company and to be around good people who will order you to do good and who will forbid you from doing evil.
فالصاحب الصالح معين على الخير.
A righteous friend is helps you to do good.
يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية says.
والوسواس يعرض لكل من توجه إلى الله.
He says, whispering, it affects everyone who turns to Allah.
فينبغي للعبد أن يثبت ويصبر ويلازم ما هو فيه من الذكر والصلاة.
Therefore, it is a must for a slave of Allah to be patient and to be steadfast and to recite what is relevant from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer.
ولا يضجر.
And you should not become anxious.
لأنه بملازمة ذلك ينصرف عنه كيد الشيطان.
Because if you do that and you continue doing that, then the plot of shaitan will fail and you will be safe from it.
قال الله تعالى إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا.
Allah the Most High says, indeed, the plot of shaitan is very weak.
وكلما أراد العبد توجها إلى الله بقلبه جعل وسواس من أمور أخرى.
Every time a worshipper of Allah wants to turn to Allah with his heart, then the whispering comes to him from many different angles.
فإن الشيطان بمنزلة قاطع الطريق.
Because the shaitan, he is like a highway bandit.
كلما أراد العبد أن يسير إلى الله أراد قطع الطريق عليه.
Every time a worshipper of Allah wants to travel to Allah and go to Allah, the shaitan tries to cut the road and to prevent him from reaching his destination.
هذا جاء في الحديث. أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال يأتي الشيطان أحدكم فيقول من خلق كذا من خلق كذا حتى يقول من خلق ربك فإذا بلغه فليستعذ بالله ولينتهي رواه البخاري.
That is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the shaitan comes to a person and he asks him who created such and such a thing. Then he asks him who created the thing which created it and who created the thing which created that until he reaches Allah. Then he says, and who created Allah? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us that if the shaitan comes to you and he reaches this level, then you should seek refuge in Allah and you should stop thinking about this and stop entertaining these thoughts immediately.
في ختم هذه المحاضرة أوجه نصائح للموسوسين.
To conclude, the Shaykh will now mention some pieces of advice for people suffering from whispers.
النصيحة الأولى أن تعلم أن الله أرحم بك من أمك.
The first piece of advice is to remember that Allah is more merciful with you than even your own mother.
وأن ما تفعله إنما هو طاعة لإبليس وليس طاعة لله.
And you should also remember that entertaining whispering, it is obedience to Iblis and it is disobedience to Allah.
النصيحة الثانية أن تعلم أنك إذا فعلت ما تقدر عليه ثم وقع منك شيء خارج عن قدرتك فلست مؤاخذا شرعا.
The second advice is to remember that if you do your due diligence to do what you're capable of doing, and then you make a mistake or something happens outside of your control, then you are free of this and you are not held accountable for that.
مثال ذلك لو أن الإنسان أكرمكم الله دخل الخلاء وقضى بوله ثم غسل فقام فنزل منه قطرة وقطرتين وثلاث أو أكثر فليس مؤاخذا لأن ذلك خرج من غير إرادة منه.
For example, if someone goes to the toilet and urinates and they clean themselves and purify themselves after that, then after that, a drop or two or three of urine comes out after that, then they are not held responsible or they are not held accountable or sinful for that because it is outside of their control.
التي تكون ظاهرة جلية للمتحسسة.
We should also remember that the impurity which affects acts of worship and nullifies that is the large or the obscene impurity, not small sensitivities which someone may have.
النصيحة الأخيرة أقول يا أخي المؤسس والله لو جاءك إنسان عاقل فقال لك أنت ما فعلت كذا وكذا أنت لا تقبل مني فكيف تقبل من عدوك إبليس وتصبح جنديا من جنوده.
The final piece of advice the Sheikh says that a person suffering from whispering, that if someone came to them, a human being, and he said to them, you did not do this thing which they know they did, they wouldn't accept that from them and they wouldn't entertain this possibility or these thoughts. So how can you entertain it and allow your enemy, Iblis, to come and say these whispers to you? How can you accept that from him and allow him to do so?
لنتذكر أن إبليس حينما أتى بالوسواس لم يكن مقصوده أن نحافظ على عباداتنا وطاعاتنا وعقيدتنا بل كان مقصوده التشويش علينا فلا نطيعه ونكون جنودا لله لا جنودا لإبليس.
We should remember that when Iblis comes to a person and whispers to them, he only does so to prevent them from their acts of worship and from their creed and from the good thereupon. And to disturb them and to distract them. So we should not obey him. We should not be from his soldiers by obeying him in these whispers. Rather, we should be from the soldiers of Allah.
ولنعلم أن الشبكة الأخيرة من شباك إبليس التي يريد بها اصطياد الناس هو الوسواس. ولذلك نقرأ سورة الناس ونتعوذ بالله من الوسواس.
The final plot of Shaitan when he is unable to distract a slave of Allah from obeying him, the final thing he does if he can't get him to do any evil actions, the final thing he does is he comes with whispering. This is his final plot and his last the last thing that he is able to do. So when someone is affected by whispering, they should cure it and cut it off by reciting the final surah of the Quran, which is Surah An-Nas.
نسأل الله عز وجل يحفظنا وإياكم بحفظه وأن يكلانا برعايته وأن يعيذنا وإياكم من الشيطان وشركه وشركه ووساوسه وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
We ask Allah to protect us through His protection and to prevent us from the shaitan, his whispering, his traps and his shirk, and Allah knows best. Now we will take a few questions. If questions they alone be taken in the chat, so please type them in the chat. We will select the most important ones from both Zoom and YouTube. uh, أحسن الله عليكم. يقول السائل: إذا كان الإنسان يوسوس في عبادة ويتكرر نسيان ما فعل، فهل يعني ينتبه لها أم يستمر في العبادة؟
الإنسان إذا أدى العبادة لا يلتفت إلى الوسواس فيها. فمثلا صليت المغرب ثم بعد الانتهاء جاءك إبليس قال ما قرأت الفاتحة، لا تلتفت إليها. إذا طفت سبعة أشواط ثم ذهبت إلى المسعى، في المسعى جاءك إبليس وقال طفت ستة أشواط، لا تلتفت إليه. فلا يلتفت إلى العبادات بعد الأداء.
أحسن الله عليكم. ويسأل: أثناء العبادة لا يعرف كم مرة فعل، فهل يقول فعل الأقل أو الأكثر أو ماذا يفعل؟
هذه الوسواس فلا يلتفت، وإن كان لأول وهلة أو لم يكن مستمرا فيبني على الأقل.
The question is regarding someone who has whispering while they are performing an act of worship. The Sheikh says that you should not pay attention to these and you should continue in your act of worship and ignore this whispering entirely. And if it comes to you while you're doing the worship, then assume that you've done less, you've done the less number of rak'ahs or tawaf, and you continue with your worship. However, if the whispering comes after you finish the worship, then you do not pay attention to this at all. As-salamu alaykum. يقول: ما العلاج للوساوس العقدية مثل الإلحاد والفلسفة؟
دقيقة بس أردد دعاء المؤذن ثم
The Sheikh will wait until the Adhan is finished and then we'll take the rest of the questions.
نقول بارك الله فيكم إن علاج الوساوس في الاعتقاد كالإلحاد والشك والريب ونحو ذلك هو العلم، بل العلم أعظم وسيلة وأعظم سبب من أسباب العلاج. فإن أهل العلم من أثبت الناس وأرسخهم، فلا يجد إبليس عليهم سبيلا، كما قال ابن عباس: إن موتي أحب إلى إبليس من موت ألف إنسان.
The questioner says, how can a person fight philosophical whispering such as atheism and philosophy, etc.? The Sheikh says the greatest cure to these whispering is knowledge. By obtaining knowledge of the deen and learning the deen, you're able to put an end and put a stop to the plots of shaitan in terms of your beliefs. That is why Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he says that, and he was a great scholar from the companions, he says that my death is more beloved to shaitan than the death of 1,000 worshippers because of the knowledge that he possessed, which he was able to defeat shaitan with. يقول سائل: أحسن الله عليكم، هو يعاني من الوسواس منذ زمن طويل وقد سخط وكره ذلك جدا، فهل ارتد لأنه يسخط؟
السؤال هذا من الوسواس. نقول: كل إنسان يوسوس فإن الله عز وجل تجاوز عن وسواسه. يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله تجاوز لي عن أمتي عما حدثت به نفسها ما لم تقل أو تفعل. فالوسواس مرفوع القلم عنه، أي موسوس في حال الوسواس القلم مرفوع عنه، مثله مثل المجنون، لا حكم عليه. وإنما الحكم يكون على من قال شيئا أو فعل شيئا في غير وقت الوسواس.
The questioner says they have been suffering from whispering for a long time and they hate what they are going through and they fear that they have fallen into apostasy due to hating what they are going through. The Sheikh says this question itself is from whispering, because anyone who is whispering or is suffering from whispering, then they are unaccountable. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that Allah has forgiven my nation, my ummah, for whatever they think within themselves, as long as they do not speak of it or do anything as a result of it. So someone who is suffering from whispering, they're like an insane person. And anything which whispering happens to them, they are unaccountable and they are not sinful as long as they do not take any action as a result of this.
تذكرت الآن أمرين آخرين من العلاج وهو الحجامة في الرأس فإن أكثر الموسوسين الذين يكونوا وسواسهم فكريا ربما يكون بسبب الحرارة الدماغية والحجامة نافعة في إخراج هذه الحرارة الدماغية وكذلك الاغتسال بالستر فإنه أيضا يكرره الحجامة يكررها 3 أشهر متتالية في الأخدعين والكاحل وأما الاغتسال بالستر فيكرره كل أسبوع حتى يذهب عنه الوسواس بالكلية نكتفي بهذا القدر وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين شكر الله لكم حسن الاستماع ولك حسن الترجمة والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Finally, the Sheikh concluded by mentioning one final cure of whispering, which is performing hijam, cupping. He mentioned that whispering can sometimes occur due to the brain being of a high temperature, and this can be cured through cupping, as well as performing or washing yourself using sidr. And he says that we will conclude here. And he thanks everyone for attending and listening attentively. And we thank the Sheikh on our behalf for agreeing to this and delivering a very beneficial lecture. Jazakallah khairan.
Barakallah fiikum.